Welcome to Big Shakti's Light on Yoga and Meditation podcast. My name is Dr. Swami Shankardev. I'm a yoga acharya, medical doctor, psychotherapist, and Vedic astrologer. And I'm a co-creator of Big Shakti along with my partner, Jane Stevenson. If you only ever study one yoga meditation technique over your lifetime, you'd be wise to choose a japa jap. A japa jap combines many forms of meditation into one powerful practice that both heals and transforms your mind. A japa jap is a potent guided yoga and meditation technique that you can use to improve every part of your life, physical, mental, and spiritual. And the practice circulates the light of awareness throughout the body and mind, and the result of this is that you become more alive and enlightened and aligned with the cosmos. A japa jap is the foundation meditation upon which all yoga tantra practice rests. It is a complete system for healing, self-development, and spiritual awareness. Of all the techniques in the yoga tantra system, a japa jap, the movement of your breath, prana, a mantra and a psychic passage, is one of the most powerful. The word japa can be defined as the continuous repetition of a mantra, and when the suffix a is added to create a japa, it implies that the process of mantra repetition becomes spontaneous. And so while japa requires continuous and conscious effort to repeat the mantra verbally or mentally and to turn beads on a mala, on a rosary, a japa jap or a japa itself requires no effort because it's said that while japa comes from the mouth, a japa comes from the breath and from the heart. So japa is the preliminary practice of mantra repetition using usually a rosary or a mala, and ajapa is the perfection of this practice called japa. And the theory behind a japa jap is that there is a mantra called the Ajapa Gayatri Mantra, which is vibrating in you all the time. And this is the breath mantra, Soham, which is also called the Hamsa Mantra. Ajapa Jap is a technique in which you repeat the mantra of the breath, Soham, so while you inhale and hum while you exhale, while you tune into the mantra that is always present in you, it's always vibrating in the breath. And as such, you don't need initiation from a guru to give you a mantra, as it's already and always within you. This core yoga tantra teaching reveals the mantra hidden at the core of your being that is vibrating you into existence. In both human beings and the cosmos, there is this universal sound vibration, a powerful mantra that can be heard within the subtle breath that arises from the spiritual dimensions of your being. In ancient yogic texts, this mantra is the song of the soul that's singing you into existence. And the japa jap meditation enables you to tune into this most powerful mantra resonating at the very heart of your being. And as you tune into the sound, you cognize the intrinsic connection between your individual self and your universal self and the cosmos as a whole. So basically, how it works is that there is a mantra inside the breath, and if you can hear that mantra, then you can trace it back to its source in the most powerful spiritual dimensions of your being. So you're learning to listen into the breath, and at the same time, you repeat the mantra mentally. So listening to the mantra inside the breath is the ajapa aspect. Repeating the mantra mentally is the japa aspect, and therefore the practice is called ajapa japa, the practice of repeating a mantra while listening to a mantra inside the breath. Ajapa jap is actually a form of Kriya Yoga and Kundalini Yoga. The word Kriya means active, and Kriya Yoga is an active form of yoga which activates Kundalini, the primal cosmic power that lies dormant in the base chakra, Muladhara, The word kriya comes from the same root as the word karma, which also means action. So a japa-jap is a powerful technique that, once learned, is used in many more powerful forms of meditation to activate the latent powers and abilities that lie hidden within you. And by aligning yourself with this great and powerful mystery, you synchronize your deepest self with the expansive cosmos. Your inner and outer worlds become one, and you experience the bliss of living an authentic, meaningful, and harmonious life. By practicing the Ajapa mantra, you achieve freedom from mental distress, and you also thereby achieve greater mental strength, liberating the wonderful powers that lie within you, and that ultimately you can experience exalted states of consciousness. It is a complete practice in itself, and through it, you can enter the spiritual realms even without the help of a guru. You just simply need to learn and practice this most wonderful and powerful meditation. Before the exalted spiritual realization occurs, a japa-jap heals the mind and liberates energy trapped in destructive and neurotic mental and emotional patterns, increasing well-being and inner peace. And in my medical and psychotherapy practice, I use a japa-jap as the most important meditation as a way of healing the mind, as a way of helping people to stay grounded, to move breath, energy, mind, awareness, and the healing power of a mantra throughout the physical and the psychological systems of the body and mind, and to thereby bring things into alignment to purify and strengthen and illuminate and heal. And a japa-jap is highly supportive in the treatment of stress and anxiety and depression and trauma and many other forms of mental illness. And it's effective because it reduces negative mental and emotional patterns and lays down new healthy patterns. So when you learn a japa-jap for healing, it will help you to reduce excessive worry and anxiety. It will stabilize your nervous system, give you greater mental strength, increase intuition and creativity, and eventually enlighten your mind and spirit. And to learn more about how to apply a japa-jap meditation for healing and for your spiritual evolution, we at Big Shakti teach guided yoga and meditation techniques that systematically take you into the practice of a japa-jap. And this guided training program is actually called a japa-jap breath and mantra. You can see it on the website. And if you really want to understand how to use a japa-jap to support the healing of mental illness and to cultivate a strong mind, then we highly recommend that you enroll in the online course, Healing the Mind Meditation Course, a japa-jap Stage 1. And the guided yoga and meditation techniques in this course will enable you to relax and heal your body and mind and to illuminate your consciousness. And every step is guided, and by the end of the course, you'll be well on the path to becoming an enlightened practitioner of a japa-jap. Right now, you're going to hear the very first track from the guided training program, which is called A Talk on a Japa-Jap.
A japa-jap is one of the most important and powerful of all the meditation practices from the Yoga Tantra tradition. This one technique is a complete system for individual self-development and transcendental experience. If studied, practiced, and understood properly, a japa-jap promotes physical health, mental strength, and spiritual enlightenment. A japa-jap is the practice of uniting the breath and a mantra. A mantra is a primal sound vibration that awakens consciousness. The breath and the mantra gently stimulate the subtle parts of us so that they are awakened and experienced. Stimulating and awakening our subtle body deepens our connection to our spiritual source. The life force in us constantly pulsates. The pulsation of our breath and heartbeat, for example, keep us alive by distributing blood and oxygen. The practice of a japa jap brings our focus to our pulsating life force. We become aware of the vast reserves of energy that lie within us and our potential to unlock and utilize this energy. It is as though we shine a light on our inner universe and our inner capabilities. And this reveals a profound sense and recognition of self. A mantra liberates energy. The energy liberated by mantras expands and strengthens the mind, and therefore it is said that mantras are protective. The Sanskrit word japa means repetition of a mantra, either aloud or mentally. The Sanskrit word ajapa means without repetition. It is a mantra that spontaneously repeats in the mind without conscious effort. After extensive practice of japa, the mantra erupts in our heart and mind and continues to vibrate in our consciousness. This stimulates bliss, self-knowledge, and self-awareness. A japa jap is the practice we use to reach the state of a japa. A japa jap is the practice of consciously repeating a mantra with awareness of the breath until the mantra becomes spontaneous. Each breath vibrates the subtle body with a mantra. Within each breath, there are two types of sound. There is an obvious sound the breath makes each time it flows in the lungs, which is the sound a doctor listens to using a stethoscope. This is called the gross breath. There is another sound in the breath, which can only be heard when we are in a state of deep meditation. This is the mantra at the core of our own existence. Just as a revving engine roars with its own power, so too our existence, our life force or shakti, roars with primordial power, the mantra. The power of the mantra is called mantra shakti, and this shakti conveys a force that has its own characteristics according to each mantra. The aim of a japa jap is to experience the mantra hidden deep within the breath and to experience the mantra shakti, which confers knowledge, power, and ability. We tune into our life force, the sound that maintains our existence, and we experience mantra shakti. The main mantra used in this practice is called the Ajapa Gayatri Mantra, So Hum, though many other mantras can be used. So Hum is the vibrational power of the breath, the mantra at the heart of all living things and at the heart of existence. So is the mantra of inhalation. Hum is the mantra of exhalation. These mantras initiate and motivate the breath and all the functions of the body and mind. Listen carefully to your own breath while I demonstrate the subtle sound that exists in the breath. On inhalation, on exhalation, when we use the mantra So Hum in a japa meditation, the mantra So is chanted mentally on inhalation and the mantra Hum is chanted mentally on exhalation in order to tune into the mantra that is inherent in each and every breath. We make the breath as long, smooth, and relaxed as possible. Then the mantra is chanted mentally, and the breath and mantra are synchronized so that they are the same length. The mantra "so" is lengthened. So. The mantra "hum" is lengthened. Hum. And these are practiced mentally, not aloud. One of the greatest aims in Yoga Tantra is to attune oneself to the subtle sounds within in order to stimulate subtle awareness. Subtle awareness travels into and touches our essence and our heart. This creates the experience of bliss, knowledge, power, and compassion. A japa jap is a complete spiritual practice, a sadhana, that can take an aspirant to the highest stages of meditation, to the realization of the highest self. Self-development through a japa meditation occurs in three stages. In stage one, the practice of a japa jap metabolizes old mental patterns called samskaras. A japa jap supports the digestion and elimination of old, undigested emotions, painful memories, and psychological obstructions and complexes that perpetuate misery and hold us back. When practiced with care and awareness, a japa jap gradually brings our hidden desires, fears, and the hidden workings of the mind to the surface. Here we can observe and deal with these darker elements, either by letting them go or by reintegrating them so that we can benefit from their wisdom. Once we become familiar with the dynamic nature of the mind, we move to stage two, where we learn how to connect to our hidden strengths, talents and abilities, and to awaken our deeper psychic personality. We can engage in a process of strengthening our strengths and dealing with our weaknesses. We learn to accept and use our negatives for psychological growth. In the third stage, we link our deeper psychic personality to the universal dimension, to experience communion with a higher purpose that gives us meaning and fulfillment. In all these stages, the most important elements of a japa jap are slow, conscious breathing, heightened imagination, total mindfulness of what you're doing, and complete relaxation. We aim to be aware of each and every breath. There are five keys for success in a japa jap. The five keys open the deep psychic part of our mind and unfold the inner dimensions of our personality. When applied correctly, these keys support physical health, psychological growth, and spiritual awareness. The first key is the mantra, the psychic sound used to vibrate and awaken the subtle psychic dimension. The vibrations of the mantra penetrate deep into our body, mind, and spirit to cleanse, revitalize, and awaken. The Ajapa mantra has two main forms based on its starting point. It can be either so hum or hum so. The second key is the psychic breath called Ujjayi, the throat breath. Ujjayi allows us to remain awake and aware when we are in the subtle realms of our being. Normally, our habit is to fall asleep when we reach these subtle planes. However, the practice of Ujjayi gives us the energy to stay awake and to explore and feel these parts of us. We can add the practice of Khechari Mudra by folding the tongue back so that the tip of the tongue is pressing against the soft part of the upper palate. Khechari Mudra is a wonderfully effective method of controlling pranic energy and remaining internally alert. You will learn this practice in track 4. The third key is to channel the breath within a psychic passage called a nadi. The nadis run along the frontal and the spinal axis. When they are purified and aligned by the breath and the mantra, awareness, currents of pranic energy, and mantra shakti flow easily. The fourth key is to connect and align the chakras, the psychic centers in the spine or their trigger points that lie along the front of the body. The chakras or their trigger points are visualized along a psychic passage. They are then purified, recharged, and awakened. The fifth key is to add a psychic symbol called an Ishta Devata. This is the symbol of the highest consciousness that has personal importance for us and which inspires us. It is used to keep our awareness focused on higher goals. Examples of psychic symbols include images of a flame, the sun, the moon, a star, a flower, or other images of significance. A japa practice has two main forms. The simple form of a japa jap uses three of the five keys, namely the psychic breath and the psychic sound moving in a psychic passage. These practices are taught in tracks 3 and 4. The more complex and powerful form of a japa jap uses all five keys. The psychic breath and the mantra moving in the psychic passage, and at the same time, awareness of the chakras and visualizations of symbols and images. This is only undertaken when the student feels ready and wishes to progress. You will be taught a simple form of this in track 5, a japa jap in the spinal passage. Once this form of a japa jap is practiced and mastered, it can be used as the basis of even more complex and powerful yoga tantra meditations. The most important thing to remember is to remain completely relaxed and mindful, to lengthen and direct the breath in the body, and to add a mantra. This is very easy and enjoyable. The practice brings quick results, and one feels a sense of inner ease and comfort, strength and resilience. We develop a dynamic, peaceful state. This results because as the breath and mantra move through the psychic passages and the psychic centers, they purify, balance, and activate their associated functions, powers, and abilities. We receive the results and benefits of this practice even if we cannot directly sense the subtle events that are unfolding. There are a number of psychic passages and psychic centers that are involved in a japa jap. In track 3, a japa jap in the nasal passage, we observe the breath moving between a point at the tip of the nose and a point at the eyebrow center. These are trigger points for two important chakras. The tip of the nose has a subtle relationship to the Muladhara chakra in the pelvic floor, which is responsible for the raw, primal energy that keeps us alive and embodied. The eyebrow center is a trigger point for Agya chakra, the third eye of intuition, which communes with higher consciousness. In this practice, we take the breath between these two trigger points and at the same time stimulate all the chakras in the spinal cord. In all meditation practices, Agya chakra, the third eye, is always stimulated automatically if we are mindful and focused. In track 4, a japa jap in the frontal passage, we focus our attention on the front of the body and imagine a psychic passage stretching between the navel and the throat. The navel is the trigger point for Manipur chakra, the chakra of health, power, and vitality in the spine behind the navel. The throat is the trigger point for Vishuddhi chakra, the chakra of purification and communication in the spine behind the throat pit. As the breath and mantra move upward through the frontal passage, they travel through the trigger point for Anahat chakra, the chakra of love and compassion behind the breastbone. The front of the body is energized and our heart is protected and strengthened in the process. The breath and mantra move energy from the power center at the navel up through the heart to the center for purification and expression. Power becomes infused with compassion, is purified, and can be used for both worldly success and higher purpose. This has many wonderful repercussions for our health, relationships, and spiritual development. In track 5, a japa jap in the spinal passage, the breath and mantra are conducted through the central psychic passage in the spine called the Sushumna Nadi. Sushumna conducts spiritual force, Atma Shakti, to the highest consciousness at the crown of the head, Sahasra Chakra. We take the breath and mantra from Muladhara Chakra at the base of the spine, through the chakras, to end at the eyebrow center. This practice is the most powerful and has the deepest effect of all the methods taught on this CD. We can practice a japa jap for physical health, mental strength, emotional calm, or for self-awareness and spiritual awakening. If our aim is self-awareness, then health and mental strength occur automatically as side effects. If our aim is to improve our physical health, we focus our attention on the movement of the breath and pranic energy through the body. We focus on and integrate the different parts of us and infuse pranic energy into all our cells and organs. If our aim is to improve our mental and emotional health, we focus our attention on the combined power of the breath and the mantra to positively influence our thoughts, emotions, and feelings. If we practice this technique when we are mentally or emotionally disturbed, we can quickly modify our psychological state and change our feelings. We can pacify turbulent emotions, clarify our thoughts, and regain objectivity relatively quickly. For spiritual development, we imagine that we are offering each and every breath of our life force to to a higher purpose, a higher ideal, a higher power, according to our own personal sense of what this means. This practice is an internal sacred fire ceremony in which every breath is the inner fuel that is poured onto the fire of consciousness. Dedicate each and every breath to uniting consciousness and matter, to merging energy and awareness. Aim to use the energy and awareness generated to achieve something great in this life. May you achieve the state of a japa and all the knowledge, wisdom, power, compassion, and all the wonderful and auspicious things that go with that state.
If you would like to know more about what we do at Big Shakti, please go to www.bigshakti.com, where you can see all of our products and offerings. And you can sign up for our free newsletter. And when you do sign up, you're entitled to a 15% discount on your first purchase. And subscribers, of course, get generous discounts on all our products from time to time, especially when we release a new course. And we do have courses for everyone, from beginners on the path to yoga teachers and sincere aspirants and psychologists and therapists and health professionals. And many of our courses are downloadable and can be done in your own time. And we also run live online training every year. All of our courses provide you with the opportunity to experience and understand the powers and mysteries of your mind and spirit. Unwind, take a break from your daily activities, and learn how to use different forms of meditation to achieve inner tranquility, happiness, fulfillment, and spiritual awakening. You will learn the keys to a healthy lifestyle, a calm, clear mind, emotional resilience, and spiritual insight.